No, not at all. But I mean, it had to come. You know, I think once he decided to go to New York to play, you know, I think it was always going to be a problem playing for England. I think really it was. I think once you go that far at the Premier League, I know he's back playing at Man City at the moment, but I think, you know, he's had a fantastic career both for club and country, and I think maybe it's a good time for him to call it a day with England.
You see, the thing that sticks in my mind, and I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm the world's greatest football expert, is the match in the previous World Cup when it crossed the line against Germany. That's going to be a thing that's played again and again and again, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was... I was at the game, I must be honest, when it happened so quickly, it was difficult to see. I quickly looked round and saw a monitor behind me and realised the ball was a couple of foot over the goal line. So, but no, Frank's had a great career. He's been a great player for both his club and the clubs he's played for, and obviously a great international player. And, you know, he's probably the hardest working, best professional I think I've ever come across. So he's a fantastic role model for any young kid, I think, of what you can achieve if you work hard enough.
Yeah, I imagine his dad must be very proud of him. What's the thing that when you look at him, you remember most about his career? Because he was overpriced at $10 million when he went to Chelsea, wasn't he?
Well, I think West Ham were quite pleased. They couldn't wait to get rid of him almost. You know, I left and his dad left and suddenly they couldn't wait to sell him on. And then he's gone to Chelsea and he's been worth... six times that, you know what I mean? He's been definitely incredible what he's done at Chelsea. His goal scoring, his work, everything about him has been top class. So it was just a pity when you look back at that West Ham team, they didn't keep all them kids together, Rio Ferdinand, Frank and all them. And it would have been interesting to see where West Ham would have finished up. It could have been fantastic team.
In the close season, Harry, I was thinking that Frank would have come to his uncle at QPR because you mentioned Rio. Rio's come to join it. Tough week going back to Spurs, wasn't it?
It was. Frank would have been a great signing, but it was never going to happen. You know, he was always. I always felt he'd go. New York's a great new start for him for a couple of years. I think he'll be great out there. You know, and it's an exciting 2 years in front of him. I'm sure to live in New York, to play there, to come back and play at Man City as well. It's, As I say, you couldn't have had a better professional.
Might I ask you one question about yourself?
Yeah.
The rumour mill is full, is awash, that you are set to be offered a new contract at QPR. What can you tell me about that?
The chairman spoke to me about it at the end of last season, and, you know, we've been talking about it for a few weeks. He's not talked about it, just a case of getting it signed, basically, because there's nothing to talk about. I mean, it'll be very easy to deal with me. It won't take a minute. I mean, I just, you know, I'll get on great with the chairman, and it's a pleasure to work here. It's a good club. The fans are great. And we're going to do okay this year. We've had a bad, difficult start. We didn't play well the weekend, but I think the game just came a bit soon for us with three or four new players making their debut. I think we're going to have a good season, and I'd like to stay here as long as I'm wanted. You know, I really enjoy it here, and say that I've been treated great since I've been here.